here and come off looking very well.
I can say one thing. We've done the best we could. That was one of our teams.
No way. What do you think the Lakers are? Anybody guessing?
Well, my guess is that they're going to stay with us. And I get that from a variety of, not what they say, but what they do. When we came back that next meeting last Friday, there was a different atmosphere. Now, how it came about and what happened is a different thing.
He told you he's got until Thursday, Friday, he's all right, and he's going to make his talk about it.
So I understand. But I have a feeling that the word came down to their alternates and their people. Something happened because the next day was a different place entirely.
What decisions will be made between now and then?
President, what we plan to do is to try and get rid of all these matters concerning retroactivity.
Exactly.
There and get behind us, because I said, as I was saying to Dean Grayson a few minutes ago, 30, 90 days from now, nobody will remember they ever occurred. It's just one of those inflammatory things that are so difficult to cope with. But that's the first thing we're going to try to do. And I hope we'll be able to hold the line. I personally think it's wrong to back up. I do, to pick out a segment of organized labor and make them fully whole for the free spirit and let everybody else in the country, the 80 odd million workers, at least 60 of them are non-union, and do the same.
It's a contractual thing. They are.
Oh, so they should. The sanctity of contracts. And of course, I'm strongly in favor of the sanctity of contracts. But they must bow to public policy. And the public policy right now is to control inflation. I think the courts have recognized that. Always, the public policy must be a part of every contract.
I was just saying to the judge that I've already talked to General Motors representative over the weekend, and if the retroactive goes through on the pay side, he already warns me they're going to be right in on the price side. So we're going to get it rippling right through. So it is, that's why I do hope it turns out that the line can be held.
It's a difficult readout to the whole, but I think it's just got to every one of them deeply feel that it's a principle involved, that it'll be unfair to an awful lot of Americans if we do not hold the line.
How would it handle it? In other words, the way it would work would be to just take the 90-day period and slice it out and have it take off from there.
That's right, except that there are a few limited situations in which there would some degree of retroactivity might be considered. But
you made it pretty clear to the labor guys that they're very liberal. In other words, what I've been thinking about.
Spelled out in words.
What I'm thinking is that maybe they're present to, shall we say, a more tempered attitude, maybe due to the fact that they may expect you to be more tolerant than you're going to be.
Well, I'm not concerned about that. What I am concerned about is that we might lose some management, might have businessmen.
Oh, yeah.
That's much more danger that we would lose, as long as we can retain aid. Incidentally, I thought we did all too well at the very beginning when we got a quorum of 10 and majority of 8. And we had them margin of 10 the first time this issue came up, but there were a couple maneuvers at our meeting on Thursday that were to have designed very greatly weaken, if not destroyed, our position on it. They were defeated, but by a 7-7, in which I broke the tie. Now, if they, in the meantime, should pick up one more member, one more business member, we might be in trouble about retroactivity. And this is much more of a concern than that they're going to leave the party because, I mean, leave the program because of what we do on retroactivity. I think they're all resolved to take it.
You do?
I think so. Of course, that's only just one man's opinion.
They're already, Mr. President. If you want to brief the judge and any Grayson on what they're doing there.
Yes, sir. The president will speak first, and then you will speak, Judge, and then Mr. Grayson and Secretary Conley. And the press will be there with the cameras and sound until the Secretary finishes speaking. The press will come in the room with you.
What total period of time are you figuring from beginning to end when the press is in there?
I don't. I think the shorter the remarks, the better.
Well, I have a problem when these legislative leaders come in, so I have to leave, unfortunately. That's all right. What they will cover, the purpose of this is to give them coverage, maybe. And what they will cover will be very brief. So,
there's no issue with working punching.
Right.
No more than a minute, sir.
Well, I mean, that's what they'll cover, a minute.
It's not as hard.
Never get it down to a minute, I don't think.
That's not as hard for beans as it is for lawyers.
Just the opposite of it.
What I intend to do is to express appreciation to pay for the price commission that we're talking about.
Price commission.
For their work and for their service. They accept the course now. We believe that it will succeed as has phase one because of that support. As a result, we will cut the rate of inflation in half. That's what we should do, I imagine.
That's our goal.
That's right.
Is
that all you want me to say?
We've been wrestling with some of the toughest problems facing this country, and they've proceeded in an orderly way and made the decision
there.
Amid an atmosphere of everyone predicting it would blow up, it was deadlocked, and they'd never stay together, and here they are
over here.
Right. Here they are, and they've done it.
Well, we have had one element added to our problem that Jack hadn't had to come with us to do his credit.
That's been my only comfort.
Well, the great problem we have, of course, is retroactivity is a terribly difficult problem in the contractual business and so forth. I can hear those guys.
I understand their point of view perfectly.
Just don't agree with it.
Just don't agree with it. I think it's nothing.
All right. Suggestion, Judge.
Yeah.
Don't even, if you do this, consider the fact that the cameras are there. In other words, you don't have to play to the camera. You don't have to look at the camera.
I got my baptism on that yesterday, Mr. President. Next time I'm going to do. Yesterday, Dean and I were on this Face the Nation.
Face the Nation. I didn't get to see it, unfortunately. I was in Camp
David.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're going to do a little more than
that. It's 5 o'clock. I don't
know. But the way we'll do it, we'll just talk as if we're in a meeting and let the camera be again today. And you just sort of talk to me, look across the Conway and this and that. Sort of take it back where we've got to end looking at the camera.
Judge, you know that the person did.
Just back to the
increase.
Just the three of us, and then the chairman Conley at the end. He's directly across from you, sir.